Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Lisa Mullins. Chances are that if you're not a teenager or around teenagers, you might not have heard of Hank Green. Or if you have, you might know him as the YouTube guy who scored an interview with President Obama this year. But for the community of mostly young people who call themselves nerd fighters, Hank Green and his brother John are heroes. Nerd fighters don't fight nerds. They are nerds and proud of it. Hank and John Green founded the YouTube channel called Vlog Brothers in 2007. It now has over 2.5 million subscribers. The Green brothers are also co-founders of VidCon. That's the annual online video conference that draws thousands. And they're now creating educational online videos called Crash Course and SciShow. They're for high schoolers. John Green also writes novels for young adults. One of them, The Fault in Our Stars, became a box office hit last summer. And a film based on another of his books, Paper Towns, is coming out this July. And Hank Green has released 5 studio albums, in addition to that interview with President Obama that got him international attention. It's hard to explain, though, just how adored Hank and his brother are until you see it. At the Middle East Club in Cambridge recently, the line for Hank Green's concert turned the corner and stretched blocks down Mass Ave, mostly teenagers, some of them with their parents. Radio Boston producer Emma Jean Weinstein used to be one of those teenagers, and she went to the Middle East to catch up with Hank Green and nerd fighters, many of whom had been waiting for hours.
Especially in Boston, there's a large nerd fighter community. Yeah. Like, there's Facebook groups. Everybody always interacts in the comments of videos, things like that. And it's a way that you kind of get to see other people who have similar interests to you.
Like, this concert is going to be so different from other concerts that people are used to because it's a whole different type of, like, atmosphere. And, like, the people that are here are so different from, like, regular concerts because this is not going to be a regular kind of concert. It's just going to be a bunch of nerds and
a lot of very loud, very enthusiastic singing.
No pushing, no shoving. It's just going to be like everyone freaking out simultaneously over everything that everyone loves.
It's so strange to have my friends and, like, family come to the shows because they're like, I didn't really get that you were a rock star. And I'm like, yeah, it's not really that. But it kind of, yeah, a little bit. You know, and mostly I'm not. Mostly I'm, like, a science teacher. But I also happen to have a week out of the year I'm a rock star. And that's a weird thing. And, like, it's a little bit selfish because, like, what a cool thing to be able to do. Like, I used to go to these shows in places just like the Middle East. And, like, I loved that. And it was such an important part of my life. And now I get to do that for other people. And, like, awesome. I'm very lucky.
This song's about Harry Potter.
It's nerd culture, but it's also, like, just straight science.
The Quirk song is one of my personal favorites.
All those things that we think of as stuff are made out of things, and the things that are made out of those things are also things. Those things are things, too. And the things that are made up of those things, well, those things are called quarks.
Like, I'm like, this song is about quarks, and the room explodes. It's like, really? That's when you get really excited? I've got a song called I Love Science. Got a song about an anglerfish.
His only goal in life is to sniff out a female anglerfish, and if he bites one, he bites her on her side. And then an enzyme dissolves his flesh. Their skin fuses together. Her circulatory system joins with his until he is fed by her beating heart.
Osseo Deathly Hallows, which I wrote right before the last Harry Potter book came out. What else we got? We got T-shirt and Jeans, which is about trying to not identify as anything in particular when putting on clothes. Hug Scream is about dealing with anxiety and doing things that are hard and scary.
Well, I've searched for years and years for just one thing that'll make me feel okay before I get on stage and sing. Hug, scream, hug, scream. Oh, everybody hug, scream. You gotta hug and scream, or you'll
You know, normal punk rock stuff.
Well, I started watching Vlogbrothers like 3 years ago. I mean, I'm only 14, so like not when I was younger.
It's strange because even people who are fans of us now don't necessarily know why we're doing this thing and how it all began, because I'd say a majority of our fans have only been watching for less than 3 years, for sure. We've been doing it for 8 now. John and I, we are brothers, and we, you know, liked each other okay, but we didn't ever talk, really, and said, we're going to make a video every weekday for a year.
Hello, John. By now you have received my message that we will no longer be communicating through any textual means. No more instant messaging, no more emailing, only video blogging.
By the end of that year, we felt like it was a pretty big deal, and that major shift happened when my song about Harry Potter got featured on the front page of YouTube.
But mostly I'm just feeling sad. I know this could end real bad, but I wish it didn't have to end at all.
We talk a lot. We talk about way more about life than we ever did, but we talk more than about life. We talk about, like, what are we going to do about this problem that we're having? How are we going to handle this? This has become too much work. How do we hand that off to someone who can handle these things for us so that we don't go crazy? So we talk more about business than about life, but we talk way more about life than we did before. Like, I know so much more about my brother. You know, oftentimes adult siblings don't really get the chance to become adult friends in, like, those original sibling relationships remain. Not that, like, that isn't there. Like, that's of course there. The, you know, the older brother, younger brother thing exists and will never go away. But just knowing who he is as an adult is really great. And it's worked out fantastic. In addition to being brothers, we are very much business partners. Like, now we have a big company together. Like, VidCon is a big company. DFTBA Records is a big company. I mean, in my world.
VidCon is a very special experience. It's just a 3-day conference with, like, just all Nerdfighters and YouTubers. It's an incredible community. And the first year, which was in 2010, I believe, I went, and it was just the most overwhelming thing I've ever experienced. And I made a bunch of friends who I'm still friends with today.
We started it because I just kind of felt like somebody was going to do it. Like, this thing that I was doing was becoming, like, less a hobby and more of an industry. Like, I'm so happy that we get to keep doing Vlogbrothers and people still care about Vlogbrothers, and that is still, like, to me, that's still the thing I do. Everything else is just an extension of that thing.
Great to see you, Hank.
President Obama.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks a lot for doing this.
It's cool.
I don't really feel like I'm having you. This is your house.
I know. Well, it's the people's house. This is, I'm actually leasing, and my lease runs out in 2 years.
That was really, really cool. And also, it's a great, like, thing to say when people are like, you do what now? I don't tend to do it, but my friends will. So, like, I'll be at a party and I'm trying to explain what I do for a living, and my friend will be like, he interviewed the president. And people will be like, what? Oh, that's okay, that's a real thing, then tell me all about it. Whereas if you're just like, I'm a YouTuber, I make YouTube videos for a living, people over the age of 30 are like, that's not a thing. That's not, people don't do that.
So I'm going to wear this hat when I'm my brother. We had this argument about Batman. And it got turned into a song by the Gregory Brothers. And we're going to perform that song here.
Every time I go on stage, I am overwhelmed by, like, that this is my life. And it's so easy to forget, and it's also really easy to feel like it's all kind of fake and you faked your way into it, and like you just got lucky, or, you know, somehow you've tricked all these people into thinking that you're a big deal. But it isn't that. Like, it really, like, people really like the things that we do, and they're useful and helpful, and, you know, for both for, like, you know, doing well in school, which is important, but also, like, being a person.
Hank Green is a musician, video blogger, and a co-founder of VidCon. For links to Hank and John Green's videos, you can go to our website, radioboston.org. That piece was produced by Radio Boston's Emma Jean Weinstein, who, in the depths of her heart, is still a nerd fighter.
Crime is not actually caused by evil. We are all crime is not actually caused by evil. We are
all Radio Boston is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. Our show is produced by Amory Sievertson, Emma Jean Weinstein, and Kathleen McNerney. We received help today from Allison Brusick. Tim Skog is our technical director with a helping hand this week from Glenn Alexander. Our executive producer is Atesh Hathi. I'm Lisa Mullins. Have a lovely weekend and join us again on Monday for more Radio Boston.